KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. At a couple of points in Gus Van Sant's eerily beautiful new movie, Paranoid Park, a cell phone information lady comes up dry on info, but then she chirps, "Happy Citizenship Day." Nothing could be further from the tortured mind of the kid who's making the calls. An American by birth and an Oregonian by residence, Alex is the unhappy citizen of his own solitary world, a place where he struggles with the consequences of a terrible thing he's done. He did it accidentally, but that doesn't diminish the horror or free him from the need to speak out about what happened. Alex caused the ghastly death of a security guard who was trying to club him off a freight train rolling through a Portland marshalling yard. Yet the movie doesn't debate guilt or innocence, candor or silence or anything else. Rather, it's a new and inspired vision of a familiar state of being, teenaged angst amidst the crumbling wreckage of a middle-class American family. In the space of 78 minutes, Van Sant and his superb cinematographer, Christopher Doyle, managed to suffuse that state with haunting sadness, constant danger, pulsing power, and flickers of hope. The park of the title is a fictional, quasi-mythical skateboard park that attracts a dangerous mix of addicts, hardcore freaks, and throwaway kids. Alex is a skateboarder, played by Gabe Nevins in an auspicious acting debut. He hasn't been thrown away as much as handed off by a creepy father who's recently left the fold, to a mother who tries with little success to keep track of him and his younger brother. The camera shows the parents only in fugitive glimpses. They're almost literally out of the picture. Alex isn't a bad boy. To the contrary, Van Sant gives him at least the beginnings of a moral dimension, but his taste for danger is stronger than his sense of self-preservation or his sense of self. And he isn't a loner. He's pulled in, although equally put off, by his soft-faced, hard-eyed girlfriend Jennifer, who's played extremely well by Taylor Momsen. In his anguish over the security guard's death, he also reaches out as far as he can, with as much openness as he can muster, to another classmate, Macy. She's played by Lauren McKinney. Macy is wise beyond her years and only partly believable because of it. Over the course of two decades as a filmmaker, Gus Van Sant has chronicled and often doted on wayward kids. His early films include Drugstore Cowboy and My Own Private Idaho. Although he's best known for directing Good Will Hunting, I thought until now that his best work was the 2003 Elephant, a fictional evocation of the Columbine shootings that played compare and contrast with a high school's sweet serenity and the violence that shattered it. But this new film can claim its own place of honor in the annals of disaffected youth. In one sense, the movie reminded me of Antonioni's La Ventura, where the mystery of Monica Vitti's disappearance just drifts off in significance. In Paranoid Park, the suspense and angst just keep giving way to lyrical, even ecstatic passages. Skateboarders surfing the park's concrete waves, rising into the frame and falling from it, swinging like synchronized pendulums within the confines of a storm drain, and defying gravity to the accompaniment of woozy sounds and gorgeous music. It's another kind of suspense, kids suspended above their world's grim realities by sheer energy, and another definition of being young. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back soon on KCRW with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.